Here we go. Let's go with the message this morning. Going to talk about a topic today. The unconditional love of God. And we started last week on this subject. It's what Christmas is all about. But unconditional love, without me getting off track right off the get-go here in my message, unconditional love is something a lot of us can get screwed up on. And I might get into that in a week or two. We'll see how it goes. Let's lay some foundation maybe before we unwrap too much, okay? And let's just see the unconditional love of God and ask the Lord to really help us understand His unconditional love. And maybe it'll help us when we love others, and it'll help us understand what unconditional love is. Okay? I better hush. Let's keep going. Here we go. Christmas is all about what? Say it with me. Unconditional love. Let's go with the message today, Rog. Here we go. What a pretty little box. Today's message is titled, say it with me, Believing is, and one more time, I need you to help me. Christmas music wants to put people to sleep. Here we go. Come on. Believing is receiving. Amen? Come on. Let's talk about it today. Believing is what? Believing is what? Let's talk about that today in the bigger picture of God's unconditional love. Let's see what we can find. The Christmas story is all about God desiring reconciliation with mankind whom He created. It's what it's all about. God wanting to reconcile Himself to you and to me. You understand? That's what it's all about. God's love for us is, say it with me. Oh, you did good. One more time. God's love for us is what? It is. It's what we saw last week. Man, I'm just sitting in my office looking at the Christmas story from Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. What does each one of them have to say about the Christmas story? And what I saw was great, 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 great. And I wrote it down. We put it on a little tree for you. Last week, in Matthew, we saw the great detail in the genealogy so that you could see this is a fact. These people really did exist. They live the lineage of Christ. The great effort that went into explaining it to Joseph. Here's a man who was going to put his way a wife privately. That was being a good guy. Most would have killed her, and it was legal, and it was the law. So with great effort, the angel came. Why? For you and me. So we could have a Savior. Mark tells us of the great messenger, John the Baptist, who would be the forerunner, who would pave the way. Behold, the Lamb of God, which comes to take away the what? Sin of the world. And Luke. Now, Luke's the granddaddy of the Christmas story. All right? I mean, this is the big deal. I'm telling you, you got lots of stuff more than Matthew, Mark, and John. And Luke, we see the great certainty when this physician, Luke, wrote his letter to the great Theophilus. It says it in verses 1 through 4. It says, the reason I'm writing this is so you can have great what? Certainty. But you know what? That great certainty is for us as well, guys. All the details, the way this thing is written, so that we could put our faith in Jesus Christ. It wouldn't just be a shot in the dark. And then with great care and tenderness, we see the angel coming to a young teenage girl, Mary, and talking to her. And we can just see the story just oozes with care and kindness and tenderness to her to make this thing happen. You understand? Yes or no? And that's for you and me. The great joy and the, keep going, and the great news of our great Savior, Jesus Christ, is what you see in Luke. So Matthew, Mark, Luke, and then we go to John. It starts out, in the beginning was the Word. So you see the great Word. And then you see the great light. The light has come, and it shined in darkness, but darkness comprehends it not. But He's come to give us life, and that life is the light of men, the Bible says. And then we see the great power. But as many as received Him, to them gave He the what? Power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So what did I see last week? God's love for me is what? Great! Got it? There we go. Now we're moving the train a little down the track. Let's look at it today. The unconditional love of God. Believing is what? Now I can talk about this till the cows come home. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, it's great, it's great, it's great, it's great. And I'm going to do a little more of it today. But believing is what? Receiving. Now you really need to hang in here and tune in on this. We're talking about the unconditional love of God. It'll help you with an understanding of who God is and what love and His love's all about. God's love for us is not only unconditional, it is, say it with me. How many have ever questioned God's love? Oh, you can question it, but it's unquestionable. How many ask a question before and you knew when you asked it, it was a dumb question? You ever done that before, yes or no? How many ask a question before you already knew what the answer was? You just want to see, maybe it'd be different, I don't know. God's love is unconditional, but it's unquestionable. For God so loved the world, I'm just going to give you a little perusal right fast. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and He sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. And Jesus said, I've called you friends. But God commended His love toward us in that while we're yet what? Sinners, Christ died for us. Keep looking. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knows us not, because it knew Him not. That Christ might dwell in your hearts by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in what? May be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the what? Love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword? No. And all these things were more than conquerors through Him who what? Loved us. I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, help me now, shall be able to separate us from what? The love of which is in our Lord. Am I killing you with the love of God today? Am I wearing you out? Amen. Feels nice, doesn't it? Just wash, get washed in this. Doesn't it feel good? Come on. Say that with me, church. We love Him because He first. So what have we learned? God's love is unconditional. It's great. We've learned it's unquestionable. You cannot pick up your Bible and come away with any other idea than that God loves you. You listening? Now, if you want to judge God's love by your life every day, by choices you make or what other people make to you, then you'll always be wondering about the love of God. But if you base His love on His Word and the truth of His Word, you're going to know you're loved by God, no matter what happens to you or no matter what else somebody ever does to you. Did you just hear me what I said? Okay? But so often, we base it on feelings, we base it on circumstance, other than the truth of God. Amen? Let's keep looking. God's love for us is unconditional. It's unquestionable. Say it with me. It's what? It's undeniable. Now, people deny, well, God can't love me. If God loved me, why did He let this happen? But really, you can't deny the love of God. God loved you so much, He gave His one and only Son for you. He died on the cross for you. He rose from the dead for you. It's history. It's a fact. It's written in the Word of God. And ain't a thing you can do about it. Did you hear me today? Say, it's a done deal. God loves you. Yeah, but God loves you. Well, yeah, but you may as well hush. God loves you. You had zero to do with His plan of Him giving His Son for you. He gave His Son for you and for me, not on any condition from you and me. If you'll be good enough, if you'll smile right, if you'll give so much to the church house, if you'll be a certain denomination. There's nothing like that. God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. He loves you. You understand? No strings, no conditions, flat out, period. And we struggle with that because few of us in life have experienced that kind of love. But He loves that way. Amen? Keep looking. So it's unconditional, it's unquestionable, it's undeniable, but I have to receive it and I have to believe it. I have to receive it and I have to believe it. You know what I mean? If it's going to change my life and I'm going to be forever different and His child, I have to receive His love. Keep looking. We've all sinned. Can we agree on that in the house this morning, yes or no? We've all sinned. We got an amen 100 vote on that one this morning. Yes or no? Amen. All right. That one's down. God is holy, and we are not holy or sinless. Can we all agree on that one? Amen. God's God, and we're not. Can we get an amen? Amen. Here we go. But God commended His love toward us, and while we were yet what? Which we've all admitted we are. Christ died for us. While we were yet what? Christ died for us. Is that love or what? Say. If you keep reading those scriptures, I don't have them up here, but it says, man, scarcely would a man die for righteous people, much less sinners. But He died for sinners, like you and me. Amen? We're talking about the unconditional love of God. Because of our sin, and He's holy, and because of our sin, we're in darkness. How many would flat out admit, before you came and put your faith in Jesus Christ, your life was a life lived in darkness? Can I see your hand? Just to prove to the folk in the house today. We are in darkness. Now in Him is light, but we live in darkness outside of Christ. Now, because we live in America, because we might be blessed to have money and things like that and a good job, we can appear that we're in light. But in fact, the fact is, if you're not in Christ, you're in darkness. Y'all listening to me today? Little deep message today for some of us, but I think we're getting it, don't you? Talking about the unconditional love of God. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not, and the darkness is still not comprehending the love of God today. So I'm doing my best inside these walls this morning to get us to comprehend the love of God. You understand? That you're loved unconditionally. It's unquestionable. It's undeniable. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I'm the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in what? But shall have the what? Light of life. God wants to give that to you. Why? Because He loves you. How? Unconditionally. Without question. It's without denying. The love of God. God's love for us is, say it with me. It is. Or is it? God's love is not unbelievable. As crazy as it is that God would love us like this, it's something you can believe. It's something you can believe. And believing is what? Believing is what? Receiving. And that's what I've been trying to do inside the house today, is to point out the love of God to you so that, yes, it's unconditional, it's unquestionable, it's undeniable, but it's not unbelievable. Matter of fact, it can't be unbelievable. You must believe. Because believing is what? Believing is what? Receiving. Let's look. As long as this is really important stuff from here on out. I'm talking big time. Okay? This is going to help you with the unconditional love of God. It's going to help you with salvation. And I think if you let it settle inside of you, it's going to help you as you unconditionally love and know what that means a little bit better. As long as we are unbelieving, we remain in what? Does that mean God doesn't love us? No. We remain unbelieving, we remain in what? Keep looking. As long as we are unbelieving, this is a problem, guys. We remain exposed to the wrath of God. Because I am not believing in His Son, which He has provided for me unconditionally. Is that right? But because I don't believe it, I don't receive it, I remain, oh my God, I'm out here. And I'm exposed, I'm naked to the wrath of God. Are y'all listening or not? I'm exposed to it. Okay? Believing is receiving. As a matter of fact, listen, my unbelief and His judgment against me because I'm not receiving, it's piling up against me. Look at what Romans says. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, you treasure up unto yourself, say it with me, wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous what? Judgment of God. Because this is hard for many people to wrap their mind around. Try if you can, really hard. God loves you unconditionally. It's without question, it's undeniable. Okay? As long as we refuse, reject His love, which has been given to us unconditionally, we choose to remain, our choice, exposed to the wrath of God. Does that make any sense to anybody? And you see how that's God not picking on you? Do you understand that? This ain't God picking on you. You remaining in unbelief. You remaining not receiving the gift. It's all on you. There you are. You understand? Let's keep looking. As long as we're unbelieving in Jesus Christ, whom God has given for us unconditionally, we remain what? Estranged, big old fancy word, and separated from God. God is reaching out. I'm a holy God. You're a sinner. My Son bridges the gap between you and me. And He's reaching out. Receive Him. Receive my love. Receive my gift. Receive that payment that Christ made willingly on your behalf. Receive that gift. That's what a little gift under the tree is all about. Every time you see one of them, you ought to be reminded of the love of God. When you open one, God loves me. God loves me. Not about that stuff, but about His Son. That gift. But you have to receive it. Otherwise, you remain separated. You understand? That's the Bible. That's theology. That's the teaching of God's Word. Keep looking. Reconciliation must take place for our estrangement and separation to be what? Removed! Now, the cool thing is this. A lot of us think, well, I'm a good person and I'll work my way to heaven. You think that's going to remove your estrangement from God? Your separation from God? It's not going to happen. That's you trying to do, and you a sinner, and I'm a sinner. So God unconditionally gave His Son for us, something that will work, the only thing that will work, and makes it free. What a deal. Amen. Say. But you must believe, and believing is what? Receiving. We're talking about the unconditional love of God. God loves us unconditionally. His love for us unconditionally. He made the way possible for us to come to Him. But it is only through the sacrifice of His one, and say it with me, only Son, Jesus Christ. It's the only way. Now, it's funny, you can pick on God if you want to and say, well, that's not right. Why is it just your only Son I got to come through? Our response ought to be, thank you for giving me your one and only son. Not, you know, believing is what? It's receiving, guys. Jesus says unto him, this is why verses like this really make a lot of sense when you understand this principle. The nail it down, baby. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. No man comes to my Father but by. Jesus is not being arrogant. He's just telling you the truth. God gave you me, Jesus says. That's why I came. And to get up any other way, the same as a thief and a robber. Is that what Jesus said? Sure. So, God's love is unconditional. But as long as we don't receive it, we remain estranged and separated from God. He loves you unconditionally. God's love must be received. We're not much longer. God's love must be received, and believing is what? I know I'm beating this hard because you need to get it down. To not believe is to what? You can say anything you want about it. You can say you're a good person. You can say, yeah, but I do this and I do that. To not believe in His Son is to not receive His Son. That's flat out the way it is. And you're not going to pin that on Him, that He doesn't love you. It's not going to fly, guys. Amen? 2,000 years later, we're still celebrating Christmas. Easter will roll around, and I know you're going to have the Easter Bunny and all. I understand all that, but it's going to be so clear with the messages that are continuing to be preached about the cross and the resurrection that we are without excuse. Amen? Say. Come on, guys. My prayer is that nobody in this room today will leave without believing. Now, I'm not going to stand at the door. If I could stand at the door and keep you from getting out till you did, I would. But that's not how it happens. It happens in a sincere heart. I don't want you to be estranged from God. I don't want God's wrath to continue to pile up against you every day. He doesn't want that for you. Amen? Say. You're the only one that's in the hunt for that. That's not a good way to think. Therefore, when we don't believe, we remain in darkness. We remain estranged from God. We remain separated from God. Rejecting His love is rejecting His what? His gift. And I know some of you say, Pastor Clark, I've heard this and I believe this, but I'm telling you, if you'll let this sink down good inside of you, I believe it's going to help you with your love for other people and the understanding of unconditional love in your own life. It's rebelling when we don't receive God's love and His Son. It's rebelling and rejecting His who? Son, Jesus Christ. And I wrote down about five things right here real fast. We're just going to say them. Look at that. Say it with me. He is not the sinner. Let's do another one. He is not estranged. He is not rejecting. He is not rebelling. He is not in darkness. The night's far spent. The day's at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. How long, man? How long you gonna wait until you say, I believe, I receive. I'm going to quit pointing a finger at you, God, and say, thank you. See the difference? He loves you unconditionally. We're told we have to measure up. We got to do this. We're taught this from church. We did blah, blah, blah. It's not true. You can't measure up. You're a mess. And I'm a mess. And He loves us. And He gave His Son for us. His Son became a mess for us. He became sin for us who knew no sin. Amen? Believing is receiving. God unconditionally loved us and He gave us His one and only Son, Jesus, so we could be saved. He loved us. How much? That much. That's some serious good loving right there. Thank you, Lord, for that. We're almost done. Keep your head and your focus into this. in Jesus Christ, the obstacle of estrangement and separation from God is overcome. And we're reconciled to God. Why do I need Jesus? Well, there's something in the way. And through Him, it's taken out of the way. Hallelujah. Amen? Well, that's what Christmas is all about, guys. But that reconciliation only extends to believers. Because believing is what? Believing is receiving. If you want to be reconciled to God, it'll only happen by believing. It doesn't matter what somebody else says. There's no other answer. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You can't find it any clearer. Nothing else in the Word of God clear like that. That if thou shalt confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I love this verse right here. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen? Praise God. Does God want me to be saved? Does God love me? Are you kidding me? After 35, 40 minutes, me up here talking like this. And look at this verse. The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. But He is long-suffering. How many would agree with that? Come on. He is long-suffering to usward. Say it with me. Not willing that any should, but that all should come to repentance. That's God's will for me. That's God's will for you. You know why? Because He unconditionally loves you. That's a great God. Amen. I hope that'll help you with the unconditional love of God. But I hope it'll help you in your life. Many of you who have been rejected, listen to me. Many of you who have been rejected and you still feel guilty, like you didn't perhaps love unconditionally enough or whatever. I'm going to tell you something right now. God ain't sitting in heaven feeling guilty. You listen to me or not? He ain't sitting in heaven feeling guilty. Okay? All right? We can cause ourselves all kinds of torment when we have been rejected by somebody. Are y'all listening to me now? Trying to make sense of what we just said maybe in your personal life for just a moment. I know what that feels like. Okay? Somehow I don't measure up because I have been rejected. Okay? That's not necessarily what unconditional love is all about, guys. We can love, but if that love is rejected, that ain't on us. Say that with me. That ain't on. And you not receiving Jesus Christ, it ain't on Him. Did you hear me today? He loves you unconditionally. But believing is receiving. Have you done that? Today is the 16th of December. On the 18th of December 1977, I received Jesus Christ. I personally received Him. My drunk mama. You mean your drunk mama? My drunk mama received Jesus. We were in darkness, separated, and we came into the light. How'd we do it? By believing. Because believing is what? Receiving. So here it is, the 16th of December. What a great Christmas present for you. Are you listening to me? Let's stand together.